This is a download from BBC Learning English. To find out more, visit our website.
Authentic, real English.
From the BBC.
大家好，欢迎收听 BBC 英语教学的地道英语节目，我是冯菲菲。
And me, Roy.
我们可能听起来与以往有些不同，这是因为在新冠肺炎疫情爆发期间，我们无法在平时的录音间录制节目。在这期节目中，我们要教给大家的表达可以用来描述某人的爱好。Roy, you love video games, don't you?
Yes, I love them. I play them all the time.
I know. You live for video games.
No, I'm an English teacher. Teaching English is my job. I don't play video games for a living.
我刚才说 you live for video games, 意思就是你最喜欢打电子游戏，你为电子游戏而生。Just like some people live for art or they live for sports.
Ah, got you. I understand. And what do you live for, Feifei?
I live for music. That's why I always listen to my MP3 player when you're speaking. Now, let's have a look at these examples.
Martin loves art so much. He lives for painting. Have you seen his new collection? Cassandra adores doing sports. She lives for football. Denzel loves playing and looking after his kids. He lives for his children. He's an amazing stay-at-home dad.
你正在收听的是 BBC 英语教学的地道英语。在这期节目里，我们教给大家的地道表达是 to live for something， 它被用来描述某人非常喜欢做某事儿，也就是我们俗说的为什么什么而活着。在日常对话中，也有人用 live for something 来表达自己非常期待做一件事情。
Yes, for example, you might say I'm living for the weekend, or I'm living for a party.
Oh, did Neil invite you to his party?I'm living for it.
I thought we couldn't have parties. We all have to stay at home at the moment.
Don't be silly, Roy. Neil 要举办的是一个虚拟的网络聚会。现在潮人们都在玩网络聚会。也许这就是你没被邀请的原因。Maybe that's why you didn't get invited. I'll let you come to the virtual party as long as you don't do anything silly like last time.
That wasn't my fault. I misunderstood the invite. I thought it was a fancy dress party.
上次参加 Piat 的婚礼，你打扮得像弗兰肯斯坦里的怪物。
Ah, well, at least I looked cool. Some people said I was more interesting to look at than the bride.
You looked ridiculous. No wonder people couldn't stop staring at you.
Well,I am living for our chat on Friday at the virtual party, Feifei.
Well, I might not hear you speaking because I'll be listening to my MP3 player. Bye, Roy.
Bye.
Authentic, real English.
From BBC Learning English.